This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican Myra Flores flipped a Democrat House district in South Texas on Tuesday from blue to red. A special election in a district that has 84% Latino voters. Flores, a respiratory care practitioner, had 51% of the vote to Democrat Dan Sanchez's 43%. There will be no runoff. The U.S. House of Representatives gave the green light to legislation that would allow round-the-clock security protection for families of Supreme Court justices. 1 week after a man was arrested for the attempted assassination of a court justice, the House passed a security measure Tuesday, 396-27. All of the votes in opposition came from Democrats. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy from California.
By passing this bill as is, we are sending a clear message to the left-wing radicals. You cannot intimidate the Supreme Court justices.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
President Biden is having problems finding support.
An inquiry of all 50 Democratic senators by the Daily Caller found only 5 immediately committed to endorsing President Joe Biden if he runs for re-election in 2024. The 5 who gave the outlet a definitive yes were Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York, Tim Kaine of Virginia, Cory Booker of New Jersey, Jack Reed of Rhode Island, and Chris Coons of Delaware. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Government tax credits are not working for EV manufacturers.
Major automakers are asking Congress to lift the cap on how many people can receive tax credits for buying a hybrid or fully electric vehicle. Currently, the number of tax credits allowed is capped at 200,000 per company. Automakers want the cap lifted until the EV market is more mature. General Motors and Tesla have already reached the cap, and Toyota is close to it. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Victor Paul.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
NASA announced this week that the Hubble Space Telescope detected what might be a wandering black hole nearly 5,000 light years away in our Milky Way galaxy. Black holes cannot be seen with a traditional telescope. However, Hubble was able to detect gravity warping effects caused by the object. More discoveries on the Biden laptop continue to be a national disgrace. President Biden's degenerate son, Hunter, recorded himself bragging about his ability to manipulate his father, President Biden. Published by the Washington Examiner, this audio recording is from December 3rd, 2018.
He's going to talk about drug reform and any other things I want him to. He'll talk about anything that I want him to, that he believes in. If I say this is important to me, then he will work a way in which to make it a part of his platform. My dad respects me more than he respects anyone in the world, and I know that to be certain. So it's not going to be about whether my dad thinks it's going to affect his politics. It won't. It's not going to be whether or not he's going to be embarrassed. I mean, he never will. It's not going to. All of those concerns that you have with all of the people that you know that are in the that are the children of, I have none of them. Not a single one. The only one that I have is the knowledge that it's a different world, not by choice. But I am understanding of that because the person that has live that life that has given me this life is the person I most admire in the world, and I would never change it because it's bigger than me.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Bill Martinez.
You better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. It's been 50 years since the infamous Watergate episode. And a new book, The Nixon Conspiracy, Watergate and the Plot to Remove the President by Jeff Shepard, is a book. If you've had any questions, especially in light of raw politics today, the way it's taken place, Jeff Shepard was there. He was more than in the room. He had a ringside seat that all that ensued around the Watergate and Nixon conspiracy. And he joins us now. Jeff, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Good to be with you.
Well, you came to Washington, D.C. in 69 as a White House fellow after graduating from Whittier College, Harvard Law School. You're the youngest lawyer on President Nixon's White House staff, served on the domestic counsel for 5 years, rising to associate director, also worked as deputy counsel on Nixon's Watergate defense team. What was it like for you in the early days, you know, coming to the White House as a young, upstanding attorney with a bright future?
Well, it was just as heavy as it could be, Bill. Imagine the thrill of walking into the White House each day to go to work. I mean, it was just, it was a dream come true. And I was working for a president I admired who was accomplishing great things. Nixon had a very successful first term, and then it all went to pieces. He got this unbelievable margin of reelection in 1972. And then within 2.5 years, he had to resign in disgrace, and 24 members of his administration were convicted and sent to prison. It was somewhat of a reversal, Bill.
Yeah, I bet. Well, you know, here you find yourself, as you say, a dream come true. And, I mean, did you go into this with eyes wide open? I mean, or was this quite an awakening for you, thrown in the deep end of the pool quite rapidly to realize that even then, you know, President Nixon was dealing with issues that were much more complicated than just another party. I mean, the media was against him. You had deep state issues, much the same as we do today. Go ahead.
No, it was worse than you can imagine from a deep state point of view. And you got to take the big picture here. But the Democrats gained control of everything in 1932 at the beginning of the Depression. And the only interference with that occurred under the Eisenhower administration. And that was mainly non-political because Eisenhower was a war hero. He could have won for either party. So it was Nixon, his vice president, who did the partisan stuff. And so you had this unbelievable, unbroken string in the Congress, with the House and the Senate, and in the executive branch. And here comes Nixon. And when he came into town, he was opposed by every institution in Washington, D.C. He's the first president in 148 years not to bring either House of Congress with him when he won the presidency. So we were kind of, you know, glued on the side of the chimney doing great things, but always having to accommodate what was really a Democrat majority of two-thirds in the House and two-thirds in the Senate. So it was a struggle, but we accomplished great things. And then when he won the re-election, which, of course, it was the biggest landslide in electoral college history, the Democrats were back up against the wall, and they had this one thing that they were going to exploit in order to turn the tide. This is a sweeping Republican tide that Nixon had brought in. And if we could jump to today, it's not really unlike today. There's so many similarities.
I was going to say. Yeah.
We had already won re-election when they set out to destroy Nixon. Now what's going on with the January 6th committee is they've got to reorient the thinking in order to avoid a total wipeout come November. So exactly. They don't have the same amount of time, but it's the same game. It is a legislative trial where nobody that they don't like has any rights. The only person that is under oath is the witness, and the witnesses are called in to be abused and they turn up. They've got no rights at all. And what's missing is prosecutions. Under ordinary circumstances, the criminal prosecutions, if any, go first, and the defendants get all the rights guaranteed by the Fifth and Sixth Amendments. But if you have a legislative trial, if you can convince the prosecutors to hold off, to not proceed, then the legislature can run rampant over the individual rights of the participants. The other side doesn't have to put on their case. They don't have to. You don't get to confront your accuser. You've got no rights whatsoever. And that's all the American public gets to see. Now, it'd be interesting to see how this plays out. But if you go back, if your listeners were around during the Irvin Committee, it was as smooth as it could be. There was no partisan bickering. It was all dump on Nixon all the time, even though there were a couple of Republicans on the committee. Today, you've got the same situation. You technically have two Republicans, but they're opposed to everything that was done before, and they're sitting there and they're being used to preside over the destruction of the Republican Party.
Exactly.
And you shake your head in amazement. I mean, I've worked with Liz Cheney's father, with the vice president, and when he was on the Nixon White House staff, Dick Cheney, and I think the world of him. But this is an impossible position that Representative Cheney has gotten herself into because, well, the Democrats praise her and her objectivity and her even-handedness. She's being used as a foil in a program that has no rights for Republicans and is set out to destroy the Republican chances of winning any seats in November.
How does that, how does she perceive that as enforcing or reinforcing any kind of credibility she might have had previously? I mean, because, you know, I got to tell you, the thing I'm hearing over and over again, Jeff, is that, you know, people have a sense of fairness. And they are reading into this as kind of a third impeachment trial of Donald Trump. And they failed miserably in both counts. I mean, even in the second impeachment trial of Donald Trump, you had Adam Schiff coming up with a narrative, a story, which is amazing to me. And you know this better than I do as an attorney. How do you put that into the legal record? A story by Adam Schiff like this, and it seems that Liz Cheney is just, you know, like you said, she's being used as a foil in much the same way. Now, instead of Adam Schiff, it's her telling a story.
But what is changed from 50 years ago, and of course I dwell on the past,
right,
is today there's diversity in the news. Whereas back 50 years ago, there was one narrative, and that one narrative was constantly reinforced by the three networks and the two national newspapers, so you didn't get any other point of view. Today, you get both points. You can go find the point of view, whatever you want, But both points of view and ingredients in between are fully available. So the American public is not getting stuffed with one narrative.
Got to go to quick break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Jeff Shepard after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, conversation with Jeff Shepard continues. His book, The Nixon Conspiracy, Watergate, and the Plot to Remove the President. And as we were saying earlier, so much of today that we're seeing with the 45th President of the United States and what's happening in the body politic, it just goes to show you, Jeff, there's nothing new under the sun. I mean, this is like deja vu all over again 50 years later, right?
Well, it is. There's that great quote from Mark Twain. The history doesn't repeat itself, but it sure rhymes. And that's the situation that we're looking at.
Yes.
Back then, you had all three branches of government aimed at bringing Nixon down. You had the Irvin Committee and the House Impeachment Committee. You had the special prosecutors, and you had the judges. And we didn't know it, but the prosecutors were meeting secretly with the federal judges to bring about the outcome that they wanted. Today, you've got roughly the same thing. You've got a hugely slim majority in the House running the committee, and the minority, the Republicans, have no rights at all. You've got the Department of Justice holding off, not bringing criminal charges against the Capitol Hill situation because they want the J6 committee to go forward. But it's been a year and a half since these events, but no prosecutions to speak of. And unless people give up, you know, and plead guilty. But the government has yet to put on its case. If you have a balanced investigation, a bipartisan investigation, you'd be looking to why there was no security on the Hill, why the police were so unprepared, what the government knew going in, because they had intelligence that there was going to be troubles.
Yes.
And Trump had offered them the National Guard, but they didn't like the optics. And you're sitting here saying, wait a second. What about all the filming? What about the FBI infiltrators? Why can't we explore that at the same time? And that's not what's happening, but the American public is not being fooled this time. One other thing, which because the judges really were secretly meeting with the prosecutors back in Watergate, but today the chief judge of the D.C. district, the trial judge, said, I sure hope the Department of Justice reduces charges against people who agree to appear before the January 6th committee. Well, the judiciary has no right to bless a legislative initiative, particularly one that is so one-sided. And I'm sure the judge didn't mean it that way. It was just an expression. But, in fact, it came across as a judicial imprimatur of approval of this January 6th committee that is so terribly one-sided. I mean, nobody's going to have a decent shot at that committee. Its whole purpose is to set out to destroy the Republican Party and their chances come November. Right. Now, one other thing, if I could.
Well, okay, go ahead.
What's happened in the 50 years since Watergate is that in the last 8 years, four caches of documents have surfaced that nobody knew about. And these are internal memos and documents within the special prosecutor's office that detail their secret meetings with a judge, their suppression of exculpatory evidence, the extent they went to secure convictions of top Nixon people on very slim evidence. But they wanted so badly to get them, to put them away, that they cut corners. And what's amazing, and that, of course, forms the heart of my book, is they kept records. They left a paper trail of how they were cheating.
Yeah, the fix was in, no doubt. As you say, and it's appropriate as we approach Watergate's 50th anniversary to recognize it didn't have to happen the way it did. There was no sound basis for Nixon's impeachment. And this has been something that has gnawed on you from day one, you know, as you express early in the book about, you know, being there in the room as the president comes in to tell you along with his staff and everybody that he was resigning, this was going to be the last meeting. And you had very mixed emotions because of the enormity of the alleged evidence and the story that was presented. You thought, gosh, maybe I'm wrong. You know, maybe I misjudged Richard Nixon. And so you had your doubts, but there was still something there that you felt like, wait a minute, you didn't have the whole truth and nothing but. And this is the power of the truth, which nags at people to this very day regarding the 2020 election. Why 60% of the people say, you know, and they'll ask me, Jeff, they'll say, Bill, you don't believe it was a legitimate election? And I said, you know what? I don't know that it was. And I don't know that you know that it was either.
I'm no expert on this recent election, but I promise you one thing. We got outsmarted. The other side took incredible advantage of the pandemic to get rules adjusted without legislation that really, really caught us off guard. And I'm not, like you, I'm not prepared to say, oh yeah, it was stolen, but boy, did we get outsmarted.
No, without a doubt. But for you, as you say, and you present in the book, it didn't have to happen this way. We've got about 4 minutes left, so I'm going to let you lay the case. And, of course, it's going to be difficult because this is like, you know, 50 years of a process for you. And with all that had been nagging on you, and, as you know, through FOIA requests and research and following the paper trail and everything else, you know, to come to the conclusion that you came to 50 years later.
Well, and of course, it's nagged at me for 50 years because I was there, I watched it, and everything else. And when I left, and we left Washington shortly after Nixon had left office, I was pretty convinced it was our fault. I mean, because the three facts were absolute positive. There really was a break-in, the Watergate break-in. There really was a cover-up. I think it was run by John Dean. And Nixon really did resign. But just because you have bad apples on your staff, and we had some, it doesn't necessarily mean that everybody was rotten. And that's what happened to us. The other side, and usually they were ardent Democrats, but they were trying to clear the way for Senator Ted Kennedy to run for president. 1976, they wanted a restoration of Camelot. And to do that, they needed not just to destroy Nixon, but they needed to destroy the Republican money machine that could raise funds and to destroy candidates that were likely to run for president in 1976. And that Watergate Special Prosecution Force set out to do that, and they left records. And what I learned 30 years after I left office was they were government employees, and their records are now maintained at the National Archives. And I've spent a lot of time in the last 15 years going through all of their records. And, Bill, it is the most surprising thing, but right there are these series of documents, and I cite them all in my book. What makes my work unique is I'm talking about actual documents. This isn't opinion. This isn't supposition. Mm-hmm. Here's the document. The document says we met in secret with the trial judge, and here's what we did, and here's the date we did it. And you sit there and say, how can you possibly justify a fair trial when the prosecutors are linking up with a judge in the back room? It just can't be. But that stuff didn't come out until recently.
This is the infamous, and this is all part of the infamous roadmap that you address in your book, right?
Absolutely true. They concocted this secret grand jury report that the prosecutors wrote that accused Nixon of having personally approved the payment of blackmail. And they thought they had a strong circumstantial case, but they lacked one essential element, one critical element in the chain of events, and they couldn't prove it, so they just lied about it. And, of course, their roadmap was secret until I got it unsealed in 2018, just 4 years ago. And for the first
amazing
time, we learned the accusations against Nixon, and it turns out they're easily refutable, but they weren't public at the time.
Exactly. Well, and you conclude the book by saying, in reviewing this evidence, now that everything has been fully exposed, and I mean, this had to be such a relief for you. As you say, this has been nagging at your very spirit, you know, for 50 years, and now the truth is coming out, and you say, the bottom line is the nation owes Richard Nixon and his family an apology.
Absolutely, without question. If you follow the documents, you know, follow the science. If you read the documents, read my book, The Nixon Conspiracy, you'll see how the prosecutors and the judges cheated. And it's just, it is astonishing. I'm sorry it comes out so late. But as you say, over time, the truth will emerge.
Yeah, it always does. Yes, in the book, Nixon Conspiracy, will be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Thank you, Jeff Shepard.
Bye-bye, Bill. Thank you.
This report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Wake up to the taste you crave with breakfast at Burger King. Start your day with the new cheesy breakfast melts at Burger King, featuring your choice of sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, or ham atop a fluffy egg and two slices of melted American cheese, all sandwiched between two slices of toasty bread. Pair it with a Simply Orange juice and get your vitamin C one delicious sip at a time, with no added sugar. All cheesy breakfast melts pair perfectly with crispy hash browns and all-natural Simply Orange juice. Rise and shine with a cheesy breakfast melt from Burger King. When you're looking for something indulgent in the morning, these craveable and cheesy breakfast sandwiches are a delicious way to start your day. Never concentrated and never frozen, Simply Orange Juice completes a delicious breakfast at Burger King and contains vitamin C to help support immune health. At participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican Myra Flores flipped a Democrat House district in South Texas on Tuesday from blue to red, a special election in a district that has 84% Latino voters. Flores, a respiratory care practitioner, had 51% of the vote to Democrat Dan Sanchez's 43%. There will be no runoff. The U.S. House of Representatives gave the green light to legislation that would allow round-the-clock security protection for families of Supreme Court justices. 1 week after a man was arrested for the attempted assassination of a court justice, the House passed a security measure Tuesday, 396-27. All of the votes in opposition came from Democrats. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy from California.
By passing this bill as is, we are sending a clear message to the left-wing radicals. You cannot intimidate the Supreme Court justices.
USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. Naomi Wolf, the author of The Bodies of Others, The New Authoritarians, COVID-19, and The War Against the Human, is coming up in just a moment. We're going to talk about her new book. She's the co-founder and CEO of DailyClout.io, a successful civic tech company. The Body of Others is about how we came to the harrowing civilizational crossroads at which we find ourselves engaged in a war against vast impersonal forces with limitless power over our lives, which threaten the freedoms we have always taken for granted. She is one of the world's most influential feminists and doesn't just comment on the world's most pervasive problems. She aims to solve them. Naomi Wolf, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's so good to be talking to you. Thank you.
I love your philosophy. It's one thing to talk about the problem, but how do we solve them? And you're identified, people identify you as a classical liberal, and people may wonder, okay, what does that mean, a classical liberal?
Well, that's a good question these days. I mean, to me, it just means someone who believes in democracy and freedom of speech and the rule of law and, you know, post-Enlightenment values, beliefs in the Constitution. But certainly labels have flipped around these days. It is true that my former home, the left, has become increasingly tyrannical in the United States, and that the people I'm speaking to most often about the assault on democracy, the establishment of tyranny, which is my subject, tend to be conservatives and libertarians these days, to my regret. I mean, I regret that liberals are not, you know, gathered in this important fight together as fellow citizens.
It's as if, you know, the liberal mindset has been hijacked by progressives. And that whole term, I mean, all these terms, you know, and people are confused by this word salad out there. And that's why I ask, you know, first up front, because I want people to understand where you're coming from here. Because, you know, they hear the term feminist and, you know, maybe their spine might stiffen a little bit. But that's not what this is all about. I mean, we want to have a fair and reasonable conversation. And I believe what you bring to bear on the topic is so critical, and you know for us to hear that you can have a conversation with somebody outside of your silo, so to speak, and be able to advance and increase our knowledge and understanding.
Well, I appreciate that. I would say that I would put it even more urgently than that.
Yeah, okay.
I would say that we kind of look, the thesis of my book is that a war is being waged against us as a nation and as the West by some bad actors. And these include the World Economic Forum, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the World Health Organization, and big tech. And the reason I bring this up, you know, in answer to your question, is that for the last 10 years or so, technology has been deployed to divide us. And this benefits also one other adversary, which is China. The CCP also is trying to divide us and fragment us. The CCP is certainly trying to seed Marxist ideas and ideology in the American left, for sure, and to, you know, use all of these bad actors are using the medical emergency of the last 2 years as a pretext to create a post-American, post-humane, post-democratic America and you know, West in general. So I would say it's urgent right now for left and right to, you know, drop their stereotypes about each other and band together as citizens of America, because literally our Constitution is being shredded. And, you know, exactly. We can have the, like, little debates about how we differ on green energy or, reproductive rights, not so little a debate, but, you know, when we get our country back. But right now we are literally having war made upon us. We need to respond appropriately.
Yeah, the fact of the matter is, I mean, we just had you know, a movie star, you know, come before the people and just saying, there's a lot of reason in the middle here. And for some reason, we've been divided in such a way to where we're not having the needed conversation, as you say. And you're exactly right, Dr. Wolf. This needs to be addressed with urgent immediacy, because it seems like with every day we feel liberty is you know, slipping through our fingers, and the progressives, you might say, or those globalists that are interested in moving the country away from a democratic republic are gaining more and more ground, and it just makes it makes the war that much more complicated. I mean, case in point is what happened with Ukraine and Russia. We saw Russia, you know, coming together at the border for over a year. And leading into that, Putin said, hey, here's what I'm going to do. And all of a sudden, the nations and the United States and our president want to be surprised. Are you kidding me? I mean, it was very obvious, just like it's very obvious as to what's going on. Like you say, technocracy has been developing over the decades. It has come in as a Trojan horse, been very convenient, and has really captured our imaginations and our privacy and our data. As some scientist says, we've all been reduced to data, and as such, we can be hacked. I mean, it's like we're no longer going to be responsible for our own behavior. We're going to be so influenced by data and technocracy that the technocracy made me do it. Is that what it's coming down to?
It's a little, I mean, you're heading in the right direction. I would say it's a little more sinister than that. And I mean, I'm sorry to be such a downer, but we have to, like, wake up to what's happening.
We got to get real. We got to get real, yeah. Naomi. I mean, that's the problem. We've been delusional. We thought just because it's always been that it always will be. And we're seeing the obvious right before our eyes. I mean, we're in a situation right now. I mean, even the government is saying if you don't make at least $300,000 a year in Joe Biden's America, you're in trouble.
Right.
And, you know, so what are we talking about? 95%, over 90% of America is going to be, you know, be victimized by the policies of the Democrats and Joe Biden?
Yeah, Well, look, let me speak to the technocracy point first, because this is very important for people to understand. And so, as you mentioned in your intro, I'm CEO of a tech company. So what I do offer people in my book, and I'm glad that they're, like, reacting accordingly, is an easy-to-follow explanation of how our society got hacked by big tech and what they're after. It's a little worse than just being after our data. Well, it's substantially worse. Although you're right about them being after our data. But basically, if you look at the policies of the last 2 years, the quote-unquote pandemic policies, they don't make sense medically. It turns out that locking people down, quote-unquote, isolating them, distance learning, masking people, you know, make almost no difference. Lockdown nations and states do exactly the same as open nations and states in terms of infectious diseases. Masking doesn't prevent anything except it lowers kids' IQ by an average of 21 points. But what these policies do, you know, and the isolation, which goes to your point about division, because we can be fed stereotypes and nonsense about the other side if we never meet our neighbors anymore in town halls or talking to them on planes because we're masked, but we can't talk, or, you know, in the supermarket because that's been closed by lockdown. So what this, what these policies did is that they were a massive theft of assets from the middle class, all those little stores that had to shut, all those little landlords who couldn't hold on, and that got transferred to oligarchs and BlackRock and Vanguard. But even worse, or even more sinister, is that it reconfigured our world so that all the things that human beings did together that gave human beings strength, like worship together, or, you know, your kid in a human classroom with human students and human teacher, or you know, being in a town hall talking to your neighbors and, you know, determining the outcome of what happens in your village or your city, or, you know, being in a bar or restaurant, falling in love with a human being, talking, smiling, singing, culture. All these things were targeted. Right? We were masked, exactly. We were distanced, we were locked down. So what does that do? It benefits big tech. And Amazon is up 20 to 25% in the last 2 years. Google is up 20 to 25%. They own the testing platform for COVID testing. Microsoft is up 20%. They built the vaccine passports. IBM is up. They also, Salesforce, built vaccine passports. These tech companies are invested in the vaccines. Facebook invested in the vaccines. Google invested, as I mentioned in the tests. Bill Gates of Microsoft invested in the vaccines. So this is a complete reconstruction of our world so that tech gets to kill off things that human beings can do that tech can't compete with. And that's the play for tech, and they've been largely successful.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Naomi Wolf after this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
6223. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Back 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with Dr. Naomi Wolf continues. Her new book, The Body of Others, The Bodies of Others, The New Authoritarians, COVID-19 and the War Against the Human. So much was revealed, even though we were locked down and isolated, Dr. Wolf, so much was revealed, as you noted in the first segment is in our discussion here, as a result of COVID. Now the opportunity is, you know, being that since, like you, you know, I gravitate to solutions. I look for solutions. What do we do in light of what has been revealed to us? I mean, you already see parents taking over school boards across the country, even in the most liberal of cities like San Francisco, for example. Saw what happened in Virginia and in other areas right now where the people are trying, you know, with immediacy to take back their local governments. And I wonder if it might be too little too late.
I mean, you're right to ask. We basically need to fight. Like, these oligarchs are coming at us from every direction, and that's why things feel so disorienting. We haven't talked about the mRNA vaccines, but, you know, and I've got some of this in my book, but after it was published, I convened a team of 3,000 highly trained medical researchers, doctors, RNs, biostatisticians, medical fraud investigators to go through the Pfizer documents. And these are 55,000 documents released under court order that the FDA asked the court to keep hidden for 75 years. And wow. I'm so sorry to say that this group of experts has now released 23 reports that anyone can read and understand. And these, you can find these at dailycloud.io. I also talk about them on War Room. What I'm sorry to tell you is that these injections, the mRNA injections, they really look like an attack on our people and our homeland and on the peoples of the world. And it's hard to explain it away as just, you know, malfeasance or clumsiness or they didn't know. Maybe a month in they didn't know, but it's now 14 or 15 months since they knew that the vaccines didn't work. They knew the first month. They knew that they harmed the immune system. They knew that they hurt children's hearts a week after injection. They knew that they you know, of the 36 women who were followed to term, 28 of them lost their babies. There's a huge baby die-off globally that I've written about among vaccinated mothers. Polyethylene glycol, a petroleum byproduct, gets into breast milk, and babies are, you know, having seizures and gastrointestinal distress and failure to thrive. And there are just thousands and thousands. There's over 1,200 deaths, and in 4 months, four people died on the day of injection. I mean, I could go on and on, but what's in these ingredients is toxic. It's the spike protein our experts have found is toxic. Lipid nanoparticles cross the blood-brain barrier. They cause thrombocytopenia, clotting, strokes, hemorrhages. They cross into the placenta. The point is there's so many thousands of horrific adverse events like serious neurological disorders, strokes, heart attacks, cardiac arrest. You know, the SEC filings says that, you know, a common side effect is fainting so hard you hurt yourself. And we've seen people collapsing all over the world on soccer fields, or, you know, car crashes up, you know, all-cause mortality is up. So the point is there's no way to see these documents without concluding that, a war is being made against us. And my own reporting has found that. BioNTech and its subsidiary, Pfizer and its subsidiary BioNTech, it is actually partnered with China, and with a pharmaceutical company run by a high-ranking member of the CCP. And the SEC filing for BioNTech, which makes the mRNA vaccines, transfers all the technology, 100% tech transfer, meaning how to make the mRNA vaccine, the making of the mRNA vaccine, to China in 2021. So that happened. So China is our enemy. They want to be the world superpower, and they do horrible things to their own population. They lock them down. They harvest their organs. They put Uyghurs in concentration camps. They force abortions. There's no way to conclude that this is these harms are anything but an attack on the people of the West.
Exactly. And so the end game of all this is that so that they would, I guess, bring America to its knees. I mean, because let's face it, America is, you know, for all intent and purposes, we're still hanging in there, the number one economy. I mean, look what happened when America shut down. The end effect that it had, the domino effect to these other nations, poverty went through, it more than doubled in these other nations. And it was like, you know, it was amazing to me how the ruling class, and I'm not just talking about here in America, but around the world, you know, these group of nations, how they just kind of took it all in stride and did not even see what the loss of liberty in America, what it meant in terms of these lockdowns. And as you said, lost revenue, lost supply chain, everything else. And then you've got the Democratic Party and a president right now that's playing all into the hand of this. And it's like as if we have a Manchurian candidate as president of the United States.
Well, we're really, I'm so glad to be talking to you because you really see the big picture. And you're 1,000% right. I've been a political consultant to a vice president and to a presidential campaign. And so what I've learned from that is to read events backwards, meaning what politicians do at the highest levels is that they choose a goal, and then to get people to the goal, they give the goal to the speechwriters and say, come up with a story to get people to the goal. And often the story has nothing to do with the goal. An example is, you know, President Bush wanted to invade Afghanistan, but people were not excited about invading Afghanistan. So he, you know, his speechwriters came up with a narrative that we have to invade Afghanistan because they're not letting girls go to school. Well, they didn't let girls go to school for years and years and years before we invaded Afghanistan. But that's the job of the speechwriters, to get people on board. So my point is, read the events of the last 2 years backwards. Our economy was crippled. The middle class was broken. Our supply chains were disrupted and are disrupted. Our food, the land of abundance now has food scarcity. People can't afford to pay their bills. A harmful injection was mandated into the bodies of the entire, you know, millions of workers in the American population, including mandated to our armed forces, mandated to our pilots and our first responders, our firefighters, our police. A wave of protests came out of nowhere to say defund the police. Our inner cities became chaotic and crime-ridden. Our schools were, you know, our children were sent home and, you know, forced into kind of mental illness and anxiety and not learning how to socialize. Our children were masked. They dropped IQ points. They didn't learn how to speak to each other. Like, literally, this is what, I mean, my husband was in military intelligence for 12 years, and I've learned a lot from him and from other China experts. This is what we do to other countries that we want to tenderize before we occupy them or subvert their governments. And so this is what China is doing to us. And, you know, why might, you know, the population of the United States be being injected with something so, like, terrible. I mean, I haven't even talked about, you know, the effect on reproduction very much, but, you know, this is damaging the next generation. Well, China has a goal by 2049, 100 years after the establishment of hegemony, you know, of the Communist Party in China, to be the world's superpower. And they don't have enough food. So the analysis of people I respect in the intel world and you know, formerly in the intelligence world, is that China wants our land and our food supply and our water, our farmland. Bill Gates, who I think is the cat's paw for China, is buying up all the farmland. They don't want the people. And so they're kind of terraforming America, in my analysis, to kind of weaken and debilitate the people, dissolve community, dissolve family, dissolve the things that allow people to fight back. There's going to be a huge push to disarm people because the Second Amendment is literally what is keeping us, you know, free at this point compared to other countries that were free like a mere 3 years ago, like Australia and Canada. But, you know, I'm persuaded by this. This is what's happening. People are dropping dead. You know, sudden adult death syndrome. Teenagers are dropping dead on athletic fields, young adults dropping dead, or people are being debilitated with long-term illnesses. And a white paper from the Chinese Communist Party said their goal is to be the world's superpower in 10 years at a time when people will be so preoccupied with their health problems that they won't be able to mount a resistance.
Well, not only are health problems, but just eating, as you said. I mean, you know, the food supply crisis, which the United Nations, that was quite interesting, I think last year had came out and said, you know, to use food scarcity as a weapon of war was unacceptable. And I thought, well, that's odd. Why would they say such a thing? And then all of a sudden, here we are, we've got food scarcity, you know, that's happening. And then as being reported from American Faith, foreign investment in U.S. farmland triples in the last decade, raising national security fears. So to your point, they're capturing all these issues for what reason? You know, to control us all the more, because if they have control of the food and, you know, and its process and its distribution, and this is not happening within the United States anymore. This is all foreign investment in U.S. farmland. I mean, this is pretty scary stuff, isn't it?
I think it's terrifying. I mean, I think it's World War III. You know, the trouble people have, and I empathize, is that the human condition makes it very hard to believe that something is happening that people have never experienced before, right? They think that can't possibly be because I've never seen it before. Well, I'm the granddaughter of a woman who lost 9 brothers and sisters to Nazis who fed them into ovens because they were Jewish, and we've never seen that before.
We got to leave it there. Dr. Naomi Wolf, thank you so much. Congratulations on the book. And I say that congratulations to us because what you're sharing with us, I mean, it's up to us to be informed and do something about it and to participate in the solution and not the problem. The title of the book, The Bodies of Others, it'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Dr. Naomi Wolf. Thank you, Naomi. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Martinez, so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone?